Cats win the tip. Hey, Bobcats will drop back in that 1-3-1 matchup zone defense. Coach Matt Pitts looking at his defense on the floor right now. Line on with the basketball, number two with it. That is McCade Dixon. He takes it down in the right corner. Trying to throw it back out front. The ball goes into the backcourt. On the save by Winona, and then almost a steal by the Thayer Bobcats. Winona tried to save it back into the front court, but Grimes couldn't quite get a handle on the ball, so it goes out of bounds. It'll be Winona ball on the sideline. They'll inbound it right in front of their coach's bench. Coach Matt Pitts questioned who that ball was off of. Official says, off of you. Here come the Winona Wildcats. Dixon brings it to the right side. Got it there for Tipton. Tipton holds it high over his head. Takes it back out front. Got it there for Trent Young. Young, double team, gets rid of the basketball to Dixon. Dixon goes free throw line to Ipot. Free throw shooter is good. Ben Ipot gets one from the free throw line, and Wino on top early. Here comes Thayer with a basketball. Jordan Andrews fires a quick three out of the corner. That's no good. And Winona coming out with a rebound. They'll dump it down inside. Shot is good. Number 21, Gabe Pruitt. And Winona off to a quick 4-0 lead over the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer bringing it up the floor. Got it to Landry Pitts at the wing. His three-pointer rattles in and out. No good. But there to clean it up is Jordan Andrews, the All-State candidate with his first 2 points of the line. 6:53 to go. First quarter just underway. Winona wearing the purple trimmed in gold. Thayer Bobcats wearing the home whites with the green trim. Here's a three-point shot for Winona. No good. Rebound knocked away and out of bounds by the Winona Wildcats. Thayer Bobcat ball. Winona will not pressure in the full court. Haven inbounds for Thayer. Got it to Gage Pitts. Gage looks over the situation as he brings the ball up the floor with a right-hand dribble. He'll take it to the right side. Got it over there to Andrews. Andrews out top for Haven. Haven dumping it down in the corner to Landry Pitts. Now back to Andrews. Lane Grimes on both side wings. Got it in the corner to Gage. Back out to Andrews. Looking to penetrate. Dumped it down inside. Intended for Haven. He couldn't hang on. And Winona comes out with a loose ball. Wildcats on the run. They get up the floor to Trent Young. He'll take it down the corner. Now gets double teamed. And he steps out of bounds on the sideline. A good Thayer Bobcat defense. By the way, the Thayer Bobcat Junior Varsity advanced to the JV Championship game tonight with a win over Salem, 45-33. So Thayer into the JV Championship on Saturday. Talk more about that coming up at halftime. Thayer Bobcats with the basketball here. Lane Grimes with a three-pointer off the left side. No good. Rebound, Winona. Bobcats on the run again. That is Dixon. Takes it up the floor, has it poked away, and the Thayer Bobcats have got it back. Andrews up the left side. Andrews to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is good. Jordan Andrews. He's hit another one. He's got 4 points in the ball game. We're tied at four. 5:42 to go in the first quarter. Winona is Keegan Tipton bringing the ball into the front court. Gage Pitts jumps out on him. Winona bounce it on the right side wing for Young. Young going to the baseline. Now backs it back out to the wing. Gives it out top to Dixon. Dixon hands it off to Ipod. Just outside the three-point line, top of the key. Haven jumps out on him, pokes the ball away, but Ipot gathers it in and throws it away, trying to get the ball over to Keegan Tipton. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball, another forced turnover by the Bobcat defense. That's three trips in a row down the floor. Bobcat defense has forced Winona to give it up. Here come the Bobcats, chance to take the first lead of the night. Landry Pitts, top of the key, runs it from there, swings on the left side, down baseline to Haven, drives into the lane, shoots and scores. Chase Haven getting on the scoreboard early tonight. That's good news for the Thayer Bobcats. Last couple ball games, Chase has not scored much. Working hard on the boards, working defense, but he hadn't put many points on the board, so getting too early here tonight's a good sign. Winona with it, working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Now they kick one inside to Ipock, and he's going to get fouled by Lane Grimes. Grimes trying to poke it away from the backside, and Lane will pick up his first foul of the night. First foul called in the ball game. That'll be a non-shooting foul. Winona will inbound it along the baseline. Tipton, the trigger man, number 10, looking to bring it in front. Got it into Dixon. Dixon takes the three and then travel with the basketball. So Dixon called for the travel. Winona turns it over again. That's four trips in a row, and the Thayer Bobcats will bring it the other way. Up by two, trying to go up four. Gage Pitts bounces it up out of the backcourt. Crosses the half-court line. Young comes out to meet it. He'll go left side to Lane Grimes, back to Gage Pitts. He'll fire a three from the corner. That's no good. Haven down the rebound, trying to go back up. Missed it, gets it back, counted in a foul. Chase Haven working hard on the offensive boards. He got 4 points, and he'll shoot for another one. Fouls on number 13 of the Winona Wildcats. That is Trent Young. Call for his first of the night. And the Bobcat senior, Chase Haven, from the free throw line, hits it. So Haven having a good night early. He's got five here in the first quarter. Thayer leads it by a score of 9-4. Winona having trouble in the backcourt as Thayer put on a little bit of pressure. They finally get it across the timeline to Dixon, and he's going to get fouled by Lane Grimes, and Lane is going to go to the sideline. He'll come out of the ball game, and Keaton Nicholson will check into the game for the first time tonight. So Lane Grimes going to the bench with two early fouls. Both of them are hustle fouls. But it's still two. We're in the first quarter, so Coach Pitts will get him out of there. Winona inbounds the ball. Ipock has got it. He'll give it up to McCade Dixon. Dixon will crossover dribble, trying to get loose as Gage Fitz is out on it on the defense. He finally gets rid of the basketball. Got it over to Tipton. Tipton out front gives to Trent Young in the corner. Young bounces one back out to Tipton. He'll take it to the top of the key on the dribble drive. Now give it up to Dixon. Dixon to Ipock. Ipock travel with the basketball in the low block. That was just good defense. And another Winona turnover. That's five trips in a row down the floor. And Thayer up by five, looking to go up by seven with a bucket. Eight if somebody hits one from downtown. 3:48 to go in the first quarter. Thayer's got it right side to Andrews. Andrews over to Gage Fitz. Now baseline to Nicholson. Nicholson drives the baseline, shoots off the window, and scores. So Nicholson, Keaton Nicholson, his first bucket of the night. And Thayer leads it by seven. Winona with it. Here's a bad pass. He's going to get loose on the floor, and Dixon runs it down for Winona. He'll give it over to Tipton, back to Dixon. Trying to go inside to Ipock, and the ball is stolen by Landry Pitts, and then the Allen pass is going to be deflected as it was picked up by the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer set to inbound the ball here with 3:18 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up 7, 11-4. They've been on an 11-0 run after Winona jumped out to an early 4-0 lead. Jordan Andrews gets it up to Landry Pitts for the Bobcats. Landry to the three-point line, fired a three. That one's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Haven going back up, counting, and a foul. So a bucket and one for Jace Haven. And Haven having a good first quarter. Got seven now. He'll be shooting for number 8. Foul on the Winona Wildcats will be on Pruitt, Gabe Pruitt, number 21. That'll be his first of the night. And the free throw is no good, and Nichols, oh, it's Gage Pitts, goes and gets the rebound for Thayer. Bounces it over to Andrews at the left elbow. Kicks out in the corner to Landry Pitts, and Thayer will restart the offense. Down to 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Haven going into the lane through a double team. Kicks it out to Nicholson. Now Andrews. Andrews, a little shake and bake, moves to the free throw line, fires a jumper, no good. Rebound is tipped up. Thayer's got it. Nicholson with the follow. Keaton Nicholson with four off the Bobcat bench. Thayer, full court pressure now. It's been a 15-0 run by the Bobcats. Winona, playing the ball into the front court, got it to Dixon. This pass is deflected and goes out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Jordan Andrews and Jace Haven. Bobcats trapping on the ball wherever they can. 2:29 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats in control. Winona will inbound it. Out near the corner at midcourt on the right side of the floor. Gives the ball to Tipton. Tipton will give it over to Pruitt. Pruitt back over to Dixon. Dixon now to Ipock. Ipock trying to power his way down the lane. Loses the ball on the dribble. Loose ball picked up by the Bobcats. They'll go to Andrews up the floor, who will slide in for the layup. Jordan Andrews with 6 in the first quarter. And it's a 17-0 run for the Thayer Bobcats. And with 2:07 to go in the first quarter, we got a timeout on the court. 17-4. Thayer Bobcats with a lead. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom News Network.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
We're back after the timeout here, the 50th annual Liberty Invitational semifinal game number 2. Winner of tonight's game will play Alton on Saturday in the tournament championship. Thayer Bobcats are in control now after being down 4-0 early. Thayer has gone on a 17-0 run. Winona inbounds the basketball, get up the floor to Keegan Tipton. Tipton round the horn it goes, down the corner, shot is up. Three-point ball, no good. Rebound volleyed around and controlled by Winona. Winona will give it off to Trent Young. Fires away, no good. Rebound taken by Gage Pitts. He fires it up the floor to Andrews. His shot is blocked. Andrew Dingo up hard, and Dixon got back to block the layup. Winona's got the ball back. Going down low, out to Ipoc, and Ipoc going to the bucket is going to have the ball knocked away and out of bounds. That'll be off the hands of Jace Haven, who's playing a heck of a first quarter here. Winona will trigger it in. Tipton looking in the lane, nobody open. Now going to have to hurry to get it in five, but they finally do to Trent Young way out near midcourt. Minute 31 to go in the first quarter. Winona hadn't scored in a while. Here's Dixon with the basketball out front. Andrews jumps out on him, and he brings it to the left side of the floor. Andrews almost stole it. Dixon gets it back. He's in the corner to Tipton. Tipton's outlet pass is going to be almost stolen by Pitts. It goes out of bounds. So Gage with the quick hands almost got the steal. Minute 12 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up by 13. Winona with the basketball. Bobcat defense has been really good since that first minute or so. Winona had two quick shots to go up 4-0. And Thayer now on a 17-0 run over the last 6 minutes of this first quarter. Winona brings the ball into the front court off the inbound. Got it down to Tipton in the corner. Tipton double team. Got away from it to Dixon. Dixon on the right side wing. Shuffled it over to Ipoc. Ipoc picks it up. Almost had it stolen. Gets it back. Looking for the outlet. Still looking for an outlet, and there's a five-second call. Yep, five-second call as Ipoc couldn't find anybody open. That Thayer Bobcats scrambling defense causing all kinds of problems for the Winona Wildcats tonight. So Thayer will inbound the ball with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter, leading 17-4. Thayer will get it to the right side of the floor. Gage Pitts has got it there. Feeds it out front, top of the key to Andrews, or around the horn to Andrews. Andrews going to Haven, dumps it down to Landry Pitts, who shoots the layup. Good feed from Jace Haven to Landry Pitts for the lay-in. And here's Haven with a steal. He moves down the floor, misses the shot, but he'll go to the line and shoot two if he gets fouled. I think that'll be Dixon. Call for the foul if it is. Number two, Dixon. I believe that'll be his first of the night. And he'll send Jace Haven to the free throw line. He'll shoot two for the Thayer Bobcats. First one is up. No good. Missed it off the left side of the rim. And substitution for Winona. McCade Dixon will go to the sideline. We'll see who checked in here in just a moment. 27 seconds to go in a half. Haven at the line, putting up the second free throw. That one's good. So Haven with 8 points in the first quarter. There's still a little bit of full court pressure here. Bobcats lead at 20-4. Winona's got it in the backcourt. Still in the backcourt. And they finally get it across the timeline. Number 32 with it. That is Pulliam. Gets a shot out of the corner. Good for Tipton. Keegan Tipton hits a three out of the corner for Winona. First bucket they scored since the first minute. Here's Thayer coming down against the end of the first quarter clock. They go inside to Landry Pitts. He gets fouled as he goes up for a shot. And he'll go to the line to shoot for the Thayer Bobcats. Fouls on number 32, Zach Pulliam, who had just checked into the ballgame. Team foul number 4 on Winona. Landry Pitts at the free throw line, shooting the two-shot foul. First one is no good. 5.9 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by the Shipwreck Event Center in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting, and the Langley Animal Clinic. Second free throw for Landry Pitts is good. Landry with 3 points in the quarter. Winona across with the timeline. Shot up at the buzzer is no good. Partially blocked by Andrews. And that's the end of one quarter of play. Our score, 21-7. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. We'll be back with your second quarter in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Find your next vehicle at Oregon County Cars in Thayer, your premier automotive full-service dealership, offering the best selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs available. Offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles purchased. Also, a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just down from the Country Cottage on Old Highway 19 in Thayer. Call 264-2558. Find them on Facebook and OregonCountyCars.com.
are back here at the Liberty Invitational Basketball Tournament. We'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. They include the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains, the First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, and the law office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Bobcat basketball opened the second quarter with a 21-7 lead. If you joined us late, Thayer was down at 1.4-0. Went on a 21-0 run before Winona hit that three just before the end of the quarter. Thayer with it, working around the outside, get it inside to Andrews. He'll kick it back out to Gage, fits in the corner. Back to Andrews, shaking and baking. As the ball pokes away, it's loose on the floor. Landry Pitts gets it and gets it over to Andrews for the layup. So Andrews with his 8th point of the night. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now 23-7. Winona bringing it into the front court. That is Keegan Tipton. He goes into the lane. Ball is knocked away. Loose on the floor. Thayer Bobcats have got it. Haven to Andrews. Counted and a foul. Thayer Bobcats running the floor after the steal. And a beautiful pass from Jace Haven to Jordan Andrews for the lay-in and the foul. So Andrews now with 10 points on the night. And he'll go to the free throw line looking for his 11th. Jordan had the 40-point night the other night. And it's just been unbelievable all season long. Averaging, last I saw, about 26 a game. And he's got 10 already tonight. We've still got 7 minutes to go in the first half. Also, a good night tonight for Jace Haven in the first half with 8 for the Thayer Bobcats. Andrews shooting for his 11th. It is up and good. Well, Jordan Andrews with 11. Thayer again, a little bit of full-court pressure against the Winona Wildcats. Thayer up by 19, 26-7. Winona get into the front court. Thayer falls back into that 1-3-1. Ooh, almost a steal by Haven. Ball controlled by Tipton for Winona, and he's going to get fouled. That, I believe, will be on Landry Pitts. Pitts will be called for the foul for the Thayer Bobcats reaching in. That's number 10. Landry Pitts with his first foul of the game. Bobcats with 3 team fouls. 2 on Lane Grimes. That's why he's not in there right now. Winona gets it on the inbound out front. Beats to Ipok. Ipok spins in the lane. Shoots it with one hand. It's good. Ben Ipok with 4 points to lead the way for Winona here in the first half. Thayer with the ball. Landry Pitts down to Levi Paulette, who just checked in. Back over to Jordan Andrews. 3-point shot from the chop is no good. Andrews a little bit outside his range there. And substitution for the Thayer Bobcats. Looks like Lane Grimes checking back in. Landry Pitts will go sit down. So Landry and Gage Pitts both on the sideline for the Thayer Bobcats. 26-9, Thayer by 17. Winona with the ball. And Cade Dixon brings it into the front court. Works it to the right side. Got it down in the corner for Tipton. Tipton hit a three from the corner earlier, but it was the other corner. Here's a pass into the middle. Controlled by Brown. Brown feeds it over to Ipok. Ipok puts it up with one hand. No good. Rebound, Jace Haven. Haven gets it to Nicholson. Running the floor. Oh, his pass is intercepted by Dixon. Dixon, the one-on-two, going to the hole, misses the shot, but he's fouled on the drive. That's a nice play by McCabe Dixon for Winona. Bobcats had the 2-on-1, and Nicholson tried to make the bounce pass, and Dixon picked it off. Foul is on Jace Haven for the Thayer Bobcats. Will be his first, 4th team foul against the Thayer Bobcats. Winona sending Cade Dixon to the free throw line, or McCabe Dixon, I'm sorry. And McCabe hits the first free throw. First point of the night for McCabe. Been a starter for a while now, Winona. Substitution for the Wildcats. Number 32 checking back in the ballgame, Zach Pulliam. Second free throw for Dixon is no good. We're going to get a foul on the rebound. That'll be on Ipok, I believe, for the Winona Wildcats. Ipok going to be called for the foul, or is it going to be Winona ball? No, they're going to call the foul on Nicholson for Thayer. Going to be called for a hold. So Nicholson called for his first foul. And team foul number 5. Winona will inbound the ball. Down by 16. They'll bring it out front. Got it there to Trent Young. Young will handle it against the Bobcat defense. Lane Grimes out there on it. Feeds the ball over to Dixon. Dixon going to the high post for Pulliam. Or, I'm sorry, number 30, that is Brown. Brown had trouble with it, but Dixon picks it back up for Winona. Throws up a shot, no good. And a rebound to Jace Haven, and he'll get fouled by the Winona Wildcats with 5:53 to go in the first half. Fouls on 32. That is Zach Pulliam. That'll be his 2nd. And he checked out of the game. Number 10. Actually, that's number 3 on Pulliam while he was in there. So number 10, back in the ball game, Keegan Tipton for the Winona Wildcats. Bear Bobcats also got Gage Pitts back in the ball game. Chase Haven with the basketball now out front with a non-shooting foul. Haven will send it over to Gage Pitts. Long cross-court pass goes in the corner to Grimes. Grimes to Haven. Kicks it back out to Gage. Top of the key. Wanted the shot. Couldn't get it. Leads it over to Levi Paulette. Levi going to the hole. He puts one up and in. Levi Paulette with the bucket. And Thayer now with 6 points off the bench here in the first quarter. Or first half, I'm sorry. And that ends a little scoring drought for the Thayer Bobcats. They lead it now 28-10. 5:14 to go in the first half. Led it 21-7 at the end of the first quarter. Winona working the ball in the offensive end. Nice ball movement here. Got the ball out to Pulliam, top of the key. He's to Dixon, down corner to Tipton for three. That one rattles off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Tipton, now the ball loose in the lane. And we're going to get a mad scramble. Winona had control of the ball and got a quick timeout. 28-10, Thayer Bobcats lead it over Winona with 4:52 to go in the first half. We'll be back to the Liberty Boys Invitational Basketball Tournament in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson football, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
And back after the timeout, we'll say thanks again to some more Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the law office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company. Winona off the inbound gets the ball in to Gabe Pruitt, number 21, and he throws it back out to IPOC. We're going to get a whistle and a travel call on the Winona Bobcats. So with 4:47 to go in the first half, Thayer Bobcats have got the ball back looking for their 30th point here in the half. Ball goes left side to Levi Paulette. He'll kick it around the lane, Grimes. Grimes out top of the key. Trent Young comes out on him. Bobcats give it around the right side in the corner to Paulette. Back to Gage Pitts and around to Grimes. Grimes back to Gage. Back to Paulette. Back to Gage for three. That one is off the front rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Dixon for Winona. He gets rid of it to Pruitt. Pruitt going down to the baseline. Pulls up the jumper. Good. Gage Pruitt. 4 points now for Winona. And the Wildcats back to within 16 again. They are working it. On the offensive end, they go into the lane to Haven. He feeds one down underneath to Nicholson. No, I'm sorry. That is Jordan Madden who just checked in. Jordan Madden gets on the scoreboard thanks to a nice feed from Jace Haven. Bobcats working Jordan Madden more and more into the lineup. I really think that down the stretch he can help them out a lot. Here's a good defensive play by the Thayer Bobcats. Here's Jace Haven going to check out of the game. He just forced another line on a turnover. Bobcats going to get Jordan Andrews back in the game. Lane Grimes will check out. And so Thayer right now with a lineup of Gage Pitts, Jordan Andrews, Jordan Madden, Levi Paulette, and Landry Pitts. Gage brings the ball up the floor, kicks it out on top for Andrews. Andrews swings it right side to Paulette. Out of Landry Pitts, back over to Andrews, in the corner to Gage. Gage slides down the baseline, kicks it back out in the corner for Paulette for three, and he nails it. A three-pointer brought to you by the OZ8 Orthopedics of West Plains. Thayer Bobcats back up by 21. It is 33-12. Thayer Bobcats with a big lead, and Paulette has come off the bench and scored 5 points, including the only made three-pointer here in the first half for Thayer. Dixon on the other end for Winona with a little penetration into Lane and shoots and scores. First field goal of the night for McCabe. Here come the Thayer Bobcats with it. Gage fits down to Paulette in the corner. Levi bounces it to Gage. Gage into Lane. Quick no-look pass inside for Jordan Madden. He goes up with a shot. No good. And the rebound taken by Winona. Here come the Wildcats. Down by 19. 2:45 to go in the first half. Dixon out front on the dribble. Leads the ball in the right corner to Tipton. Tipton looking to bounce it to IPOC. Instead goes to Trent Young. He penetrates in the lane, pulls up with a shot, no good. Andrews down the rebound, gets it out to Jordan Madden, and in a hustle for it, Madden has to save it from going out of bounds. He goes right to Winona. And here's a steal on the other end by Paulette. Out to Andrews, down to Gage Pitts, who will hang in the air, shoots over the defense and scores. First 2 points of life for Gage Pitts. Had to hang in the air and kind of maneuvered that ball around the defense and got it up and in off the window. Bayer back up by 21 again with 2:05 to go in the first half. Line owner bounces their right side. Now inside for Brown. Brown kicks it back out to Tipton. Bobcats jump on him defensively. He's hit a three tonight. Now IPOC with it at the top of the key for Line owner. He'll give it up to McCade Dixon down the middle of the lane, all the way to the bucket. Shoot too hard off the back iron. Rebound taken by IPOC. Free throw line jumper. No good. Jordan Madden comes down with the rebound for Thayer. And Jordan will get fouled. Will walk down the other end. Oh, Thayer will inbound the ball. Oh, that'll be team foul number 7 on Winona. So Jordan Madden going to go to the free throw line here for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer up 21 with a minute 40 to go in the first half, and Jordan Madden going to the free throw line. Jordan has already scored tonight. He's got 2. Bobcats with, let's see, 9, 10, 11 points off their bench here in the first half. So a good bench night for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. Free throw for Madden, front end of the 1-1, no good. Rebound taken by Winona. Bobcats with it, into the offensive set, go to IPOC. IPOC a running one-hander, no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Madden saves it from out of bounds, right to Levi Paulette. He'll give it up to Andrews. Andrews takes it up the floor, penetrates into the lane, dumps it down to Landry, pitch for the lay-in. Landry now with 5 in the first half. That was a pretty play by Jordan Andrews. A little no-look bounce pass to Landry, who had the clear lane to the bucket. A minute to go in the first half. Thayer by 23. Winona with it. Dixon moves off the screen, gives the ball back outside to Tipton. He'll take it to the top of the key on the dribble. Now to IPOC. IPOC swings it left side to Trent Young. Young going down the right side of the lane. A little baby hook shot is good. That's a nice play by Young. Trent Young, his first 2 points of the game. Thayer coming with the basketball. Andrews into the lane, kicks it back out to Landry Pitts in the corner. Around to Gage. Gage going hard to the bucket. His shot is blocked by IPOC. Here's Winona killing the other way with the ball. Dixon all the way down the floor. And Gage Pitts was shaken up on that play. Hey, it looks like he's going to be okay. They do not stop play. By the way, Dixon with that bucket now has 5 points. Back to 21 points there, Bobcat lead. They've got the ball. 14 seconds to go in the half. Landry Pitts takes the three, now driving the baseline, puts up a shot, no, and he gets fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. That foul is going to be on McCade Dixon for Winona. I believe that'll be number 2 on number 2, McCade Dixon for Winona. 9 seconds to play in the first half. Landry Pitts going to the free throw line. Landry's got 5 points in the half, and we'll shoot for number 6. That one rolls around the rim and bounces out. A couple substitutions for Winona. Number 21, Gabe Pruitt, back in the ballgame. Also number 32, it looks like Zach Pulliam. I believe that's the number I see out there, back in. Second free throw for Landry Pitts is no good. Winona with a rebound. 7 seconds to go in the half. Winona with it. Here's Tipton out of the corner. 3, partially blocked by Madden, and there's the buzzer to end our first half. Our score, 37-18. The Thayer Bobcats lead the Winona Wildcats. We'll take time out. We'll be back to the Liberty Invitational Tournament semifinals in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, and they offer contactless delivery and curbside pickup. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order now.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and no cost to you. Direct deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with direct deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
There are plenty of ways to sell your next home. The do-it-yourself way, the word-of-mouth way, the my friend of a friend is sort of an agent in her free time way, or there's the REMAX way, which comes with an experienced agent who has the tools it takes to go from for sale to sold. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker at REMAX Real Estate Exchange. Call us today at 417-264-6161 to find out what our company can do for you and your property. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a REMAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
We're back here at the Liberty High School. It's halftime of our game, the second half of the semifinals. The Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Winona Wildcats here at the half, 37-18. Winona actually jumped out to a 4-0 lead, and the Thayer Bobcats then went on a 21-3 run. Matter of fact, they went out to a 19-0 run, and then Winona got a bucket of three just before the end of the first quarter. And then settled in. Thayer got just about everybody in the ballgame in the first half. Only scored 16 points in the second quarter. Winona happened to score 11. Good night for Jordan Andrews for the Bobcats in the first half. He scored 11. Jace Haven has scored 8. So Thayer actually has had 7 different players score in the game. And Winona with just 5 players has scored here in the first half. Winner of this game will move on to the championship. 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon, they'll take on the Alton Comets, who are winners earlier today, 73-59 over the host team, the Liberty Eagles. So Alton and Thayer could be headed for round 3. We've got about 16 minutes of basketball to play in the second half to determine if that will be another matchup. Matter of fact, it would be the same matchup we had in the finals of the Cabool Holiday Tournament, a game that was won by Thayer. Matter of fact, Thayer has beaten Alton twice already this year, and we would anticipate the way things have gone so far in this one, it'll be Thayer and Alton again on Saturday. All right, but we got a half of basketball to play, and Winona, they don't give up. That's one thing. Winona's got a lot of basketball tradition. They're not going to give up in this second half. Bobcats are going to have their hands full getting this one in the W column. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight. They include Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, the Walmart in Thayer, the Country Cottage Cafe in Thayer, and Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. We'll take another break. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Show. Again, at the half, Thayer leads Winona 37-18. We'll be back to the Liberty Invitational in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
A pretty good crowd of Thayer Bobcat fans on hand for the ball game tonight, even though it is the late night game here on a weekday. And the Thayer Bobcats have not let them down here in the first half. They lead it 37-18 at the intermission. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. halftime report. Let's take a look at our first half scoring. First for the Winona Wildcats. They're led by McKay Dixon. He has 5 points in the first half. 4 for Ben Ipot. 4 for Gabe Pruitt. See a 3 for Keegan Tipton and 2 for Trent Young. For the Thayer Bobcats, Jordan Andrews already in double figures. He's got 11 at the half. Jace Haven with 8. 5 points tonight for Landry Pitts. 5 for Levi Paulette off the bench. 2 for Gage Pitts. 4 for Keaton Nicholson off the bench. And 2 for Jordan Madden off the Bobcat bench. And that's kind of the big story here tonight. Thayer with 11 of their 37 first half points coming from the bench. Nobody in any real serious foul trouble. Lane Grimes does have 2 for Thayer, 1 apiece for Landry Pitts, Jace Haven, and Keaton Nicholson. And for Winona, Zach Pulliam has 3 fouls in the first half. McKay Dixon with 2. Gabe Pruitt and Trent Young each had 1 for the Wildcats. Are you listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report? We're going to take one more break. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now there's even more reasons Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell welcome Dr. Don Franklin to their team of highly experienced and trained orthopedists. Dr. Franklin, a sports medicine fellow, looks forward to helping you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments are available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
We're back here at the Liberty Invitational Basketball Tournament, getting ready for our second half to get underway. You've been listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. I want to say thanks to some more Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Miro Towing, Garage and Mobile Service Truck in Thayer, The Steak and Shake of West Plains, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, and Active Chiropractic, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer, and West Plains all helping to boost the Bobcats here tonight at the Liberty Boys Invitational Basketball Tournament. Thayer with a comfortable lead at the half. They lead it 37-18, and Winona will get the ball to start the second half of our game this evening. Looks like both teams are back to the starters on the floor. That'll be Pitts, Haven, Andrews, and Grimes for the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Ipock, Dixon, Tipton, Pruitt, and Young for the Winona Wildcats. And Tipton takes it off the inbound, steps the ball into the front court. He's met there by Gage Pitts, and here we go, second half. Thayer Bobcats playing that tough defense, almost taken away on the pass, but Ipock runs it down for Winona. He tries to dump it in the corner. It's stolen by Jace Haven. Haven off to Grimes. Grimes will take it down to the left corner for Thayer, bring it back out front for Haven, and the Bobcats will start the offense from there. Little Landry Pitts sliding down the baseline, going all the way to the bucket. Count it! Landry Pitts with a good aggressive move offensively down the baseline, and he's got 7 in the game. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by 39-18. 21-point lead for the Thayer Bobcats. Winona with the ball in the half-court offense. They get it out front to Ipock. I pop, looking to the right side, going down the right side of the lane, almost has it taken away. Gives it back out to Dixon around the horn to Trent Young in the left side. Young back outside to Tipton, almost lost it in the backcourt. Bobcats out there playing defense. We're going to get a hold called on Jordan Andrews. Andrews going to be called for getting his hands on him. That'll be foul number one tonight on Jordan Andrews. Winona will inbound the ball on the near side, on the sideline out near midcourt. 1 minute gone by here in the first quarter. Thayer scored the only points in the first minute. Winona inbounds the ball in the backcourt to Trent Young. He'll hand it to Tipton, and here come the Wildcats. Tipton finally gets it across the half-court line. Gage Pitts comes out on him there defensively. Thayer playing that 1-3-1 matchup. Winona's had all kinds of problems with it. Only scored 18 points in the first half. Here's Trent Young going down the right side of the lane with a dribble drive. Shot no good. Gage Pitts down the rebound. Bobcats on the run. Gage bounces one down inside to Landry Pitts. A little bit too far under the bucket. He couldn't hit the layup. And a foul going to be called on the rebound. I believe that's going to be on Lane Grimes. Grimes just shakes his head. Lane having a tough night with the fouls tonight. Sat out most of the first half after getting too early. Now picks up number three. That one trying to crash the boards for an offensive rebound. And hustle fouls. You don't mind hustle fouls. That's what that one was. Winona with basketball. Hadn't scored yet here in the second half. They give the ball to Dixon. Dixon hands it off to Trent Young. Young going down the corner on the drive. Now spins back the other way. Gives the ball to Tipton. Tipton to Dixon. Dixon draws a double team. Feeds it over to Tipton. Sets into a three. It's good! Keegan Tipton. Tipton is second three-pointer of the night. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. One, or down the middle of the lane goes Andrews. Misses a finger roll, and then the rebound will be tipped out of bounds by the Thayer Bobcats. Winona's going to get it back. The Winona back to within 18 here off the three-pointer by Keegan Tipton. His second made three of the night. He leads Winona with 6 points in the game. Bobcats with it now. There's almost a steal by Gage Pitts. Winona gets it back. Dixon moves to the free throw line. Beats it back down the corner. Tipton, three-point try. That one's no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Winona's got it. They give it over to Pruitt. He can't score, and the rebound controlled by Gage Pitts. Gage running the floor for Thayer. All the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. Nobody stepped in front. Gage took it right to the hole and now has 4 points in the basketball game. 41-21, Thayer by 20 with 5:14 to go in the third quarter. Winona with it. They'll get it outside to Tipton. Open for the three. Didn't take it. Is it back over to Dixon. McKay Dixon going to the cutter in the lane. Trent Young, nice play and a nice shot by Trent Young. He finishes the bucket with 4 points. That's just a nice play right there by the Winona Wildcats. Thayer Bobcats with the basketball. Haven in the corner. Feeds it out to Pitts. Pitts down inside to Andrews. Ella waits for the shot. No good. Goes down on his back as he was shooting. And Winona finally comes down with a rebound, and then McKay Dixon loses it out of bounds. Thayer Bobcats making a substitution here. Keaton Nicholson will check in. Lane Grimes will check out with those three fouls. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Thayer up by 18. And substitution for Winona. Dixon out of game. Number 32 checking in. That is Zach Pulliam. He'll be playing with three fouls for Coach Luttrell and the Winona Wildcats. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Landry Pitts out front. Pulls up his dribble. Now feeds the ball over on a wing to Haven. Haven kicks it cross court to Gage Pitts. Thought about the three. Now goes down the baseline and finger rolls it over the side. Nice play by Gage Pitts. Got his man off his feet as he faked the three in the corner. And it was a wide open lane to the bucket. Nobody helping out there. So Thayer back out by 20 again. 43-23. Winona with the ball. Here's to give to Trent Young. Young in the lane, kicks it back outside to Tipton. Tipton's pass is stolen by Haven. Feeds up the court to Gage Pitts, who will hit the snowbird layup. 8 points now for Gage in the ballgame. And Thayer back up by 22. That's their biggest lead of the game so far. They're led by as many as 21, and now 22. Winona with it. Out on the left side. That is Pulliam. Pulliam leads it over to Pruitt. Pruitt getting down under the bucket. The shot no good. Kicked out to Trent Young for three. That one's an air ball. Rebounded by Keaton Nicholson. And he has it taken away as he tried to dribble out of traffic. And the ball goes down to Pruitt, who scores for Winona. The Wildcats back to within 20. Here's Gage Pitts for three. That one's good. Gage Pitts starting to warm up. Gage now with the 11. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare, orthopedic of West Point. Gage pitched with only the second made three-pointer of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. Levi Paulette hit the other one. Winona with the basketball. Ooh, there was a travel, no call. Bobcats working it around the perimeter. The Bobcat 1-3-1 zone defense. Ball going back to the corner now. Back out front and around the horn to the left side. Down in the corner to Trent Young. Young gets tied up. Now forces up a shot. No good. And Keaton Nicholson down the rebound. Runs it up the floor on the dribble drive. Got it down the corner to Landry. Landry back out to Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson to Pitt. All the way to the bucket. He lays it in. Gage Pitt with 13. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by 25-50. 25 is your score. And Winona wants a timeout. 2:35 to go in the third. Thayer up 25. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Back after the timeout, 2:35 to play in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats have opened a 50-25 lead over the Winona Wildcats. They're led by 14 at the end of a quarter. They led by 19 at the half, and they lead it now by 25. Thayer Bobcats, Gage Pitch has exploded here in the third quarter. All of a sudden, he has 13 points on the line. He leads the scoring for the Bobcats. Gage has kind of taken over this game, or at least he had. He goes to the bench now, along with Landry Pitts and Keaton Nicholson. I'm sorry, Nicholson's still out there. Jordan Madden down there. Lane Grimes on the Bobcat bench. Thayer will come out of the timeout here with Nicholson, Ryan Parker, Jace Haven, Jordan Andrews, and Levi Paulette. Winona still the starters in the ballgame. 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Winona breaks the timeout. They'll inbound the ball to Keegan Tipton. Tipton brings it across the timeline for the Wildcat. Handles it out front. Looking to go to the left side to Trent Young. Way out away from the bucket. Young now penetrates to the free throw circle. Gives the ball off to Brown. Brown going toward the basket. Now kicks it back in the corner to Pruitt. Pruitt outside to IPOC. IPOC brings it on the right side to Young. Young behind the back with the dribble. Now going back the other way. And feeds it off to Pulliam. Pulliam, his pass is stolen by Andrews, who will kind of semi-dunk it. Got it up on the rim, and Andrews will pick up his 13th point of the night. Well, two Bobcats in double figures, Andrews and Gage Pitts, they've each got 13. Andrews, it was kind of a semi-dunk, I guess you might call it. Here's Winona, down by 27. They run it off the right side to the wing, got it there to Tipton. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Looking to get rid of the ball now, does to Trent Young. Young to the elbow. Takes it back out to the wing around the three-point line. Feeds it on top to Tipton. Minute 27 to go in the third. Winona working some clock here, looking for a good shot. They get the ball down low for IPOC along the baseline. He brings it back out front. Now turns and shoots it. It's no good, and Jace Haven down the rebound. Feeding it out to Levi Paulette. Paulette made a nice catch. Gives it back over to Haven. Haven stepping into the lane all the way. The bucket misses the shot. And the rebound taken by Winona. That is Keegan Tipton. Tipton double-teamed in the backcourt. Got rid of it to Pulliam. Pulliam falls down with it, and the loose ball picked up by Nicholson. Thayer with a 4-on-1. Nicholson will give it to Andrews for the layup. Nice play. Keaton Nicholson to Jordan Andrews, and Andrews now with 15 on the night. The Thayer Bobcats continuing to dominate. Lead it now 54-25. We're down to 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Winona with it. Out top is Trent Young, feeds it to IPOC. Down to the baseline, pull-up jumper, an air ball, rebound. It goes out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Ryan Parker got a hand on it. Couldn't bring it in. Here's Lane Grimes checking into the ballgame for Thayer. Jordan Andrews is out. Jordan, his night may be over. 15 points on the line. 27 seconds to go in the third. Winona inbounds it to IPOC. Short jumper is no good. Rebound, Ryan Parker. Or the Thayer Bobcats. He'll give it up to Jace Haven. Jace brings it into the front court with 18 seconds to go. Haven spins toward the lane all the way to the bucket. Shoots it too hard off the back iron. Gets his own rebound. Can't follow it again. and Zipot clears the boards for the Winona Wildcats. Winona with a chance for the last bucket here in the third quarter. Tipped it. Gives it to Trent Young with 1 second, and they're not going to get a shot away. That's the end of our third quarter. Our score, 54-25. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. We'll be back to Liberty. The Liberty Invitational Tournament semifinals in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Find your next vehicle at Oregon County Cars in Thayer, your premier automotive full-service dealership, offering the best selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs available. Offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles purchased. Also, a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just down from the Country Cottage on Old Highway 19 in Thayer. Call 264-2558. Find them on Facebook and OregonCountyCars.com. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
We don't get a chance to see this very often with Thayer Bobcat basketball, but they've got all the seniors on the team on the floor right now. Levi Paulette, Jace Haven, and Ryan Parker. Well, Jordan Madden's not out there. Jordan Madden's a senior as well. I bet he'll get back out there in just a few minutes. Bobcats open a quarter with Grimes, Haven, Paulette, Parker, and Nicholson on the floor. Lane Grimes got it on the left side, gives to Haven. Haven down the middle of the lane, kicks it back out to Levi Paulette. Paulette out to Grimes. He'll shoot the three from the top. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Winona. Here come the Wildcats. Into the lane, Keegan Tipton. He'll back it out. Looking to throw it into the middle. Nobody open. Feeds it outside to Pulliam. Pulliam. Is it to IPOC? Right back to Pulliam out on the floor. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. Thayer Bobcats well in control of this one. Winona. Trent Young got it down to Pulliam. Short jumper is good. Nice play there by Pop to Pulliam for the 10-foot jumper off the baseline. And Winona back to within 27. It's 54-27. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Ryan Parker in the corner. Feeds it out front to Haven. He'll fire a three-pointer from the top of the key. No good. Nicholson with the tip-in. Ball was just barely coming off the rim, and Nicholson tipped it back up and in. Nicholson likes to play up around the iron. He can get up. And the Thayer Bobcats now lead it by 29. Winona with the ball. Pass is going to be almost stolen by Haven. Now loose on the floor. Winona got it. They got it down inside. Nice move to Pruitt for the layup. And Gabe Pruitt now leads Winona with 8 points. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. Paulette out front. Gets into the center circle. Gives it off to Ryan Parker. Back out to Paulette. He'll step into a three. Yes, sir. Levi Paulette with his second three-pointer of the night. One brought to you by the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. And Thayer now leads it by 30, 59-29. Levi Paulette having a good night off the bench with 8 points in the game. Here's Winona with it. They'll give it out to Pulliam. Pulliam, oh, it's going to get fouled by Lane Grimes. Grimes going to be called for the hold as Pulliam was making a move out on the three-point line. Now Grimes will come out of the ball game. They say, oh, no, you're in. Jordan Madden is coming into the game, and Jace Haven will sit down. So as Paulette, Grimes, Jordan Madden, Ryan Parker, and Keaton Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. Winona with the basketball. Out on top is Pulliam, number 32 with it. Gives off to Dixon, who finally gets back in the ballgame. He'll feed it right side to Tipton. Tipton going into the lane with a pass. That ball is stolen by Lane Grimes. Grimes off on the break. Oh, gets knocked down. No foul call. Here comes Winona the other way with the ball. They get it down to Tipton. Tipton in the lane. His shot blocked by Parker. And then a foul on Winona. After the shot, Ryan Parker got the block. And then a foul going to be called on IPOC. And Winona coach not real happy with that call. Thought there should have been a foul on the block, but I didn't think so either. Anyway, foul goes against number 23. That is IPOC. Will be his second of the night for Winona. Thayer Bobcats with the ball, leading by 30. Got it to Jordan Madden, top of the key. His pass into the middle, knocked away by the defense, but gathered by Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson can handle it like a guard out front. Gives it down the corner to Grimes for three. It's good. Lane Grimes hit the three out of the corner. That brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And Lane Grimes on the board with 3 points tonight. Winona with a basketball. On the left side, they take it into the lane. Back outside for IPOC. IPOC going down to the baseline. He's going to get fouled. That'll be a hold on Keaton Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. And that'll be team foul number four on the Thayer Bobcats here in the second half. And with 4 minutes to go in the ball game, Thayer leads it 62-29. We're under the turbo clock. Here's Winona make a substitution, pulling him back in the ball game. A pass to him is deflected. It goes out of bounds by Lane Grimes. Lane trying to get that steal. If he would have made the steal, he would have been home free for the layup. But nobody back defensively for Winona. Bobcats inbound the ball from the sideline right in front of the scorer's table. Got it into Tipton. Tipton on the right side, feeds it in the corner to Pruitt. Pruitt back to McCade. McCade Dixon. He passes in the middle, now on the left side for Tipton. Tipton back over to Dixon on the right. Dixon going down to the baseline, looking for a shot. Instead, feeds it through to Tipton for three out of the corner. It's good. Number 10, Keegan Tipton with his third three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 9 points and leads the way for Winona. Thayer with it. Lane Grimes steps in the lane, puts up a shot, no good. The rebound taken by IPOC. Ben IPOC for Winona. Thayer up by 30. 3 minutes to go. Dixon for Winona sliding down the baseline. His shot is blocked by Parker, and Parker is going to be called for a foul. So for Ryan Parker, that'll be his first foul of the night. It's going to send McKay Dixon to the free throw line. Actually, they called the foul on Jordan Matt, number 20. All right. First free throw for McKay Dixon is up and no good. McKay scored 5 points in the ballgame so far. Now, Winona making a substitution. Number 32, Zach Pulliam out of the game. Trent Young back in, number 13. Second free throw for Dixon. Under the turbo clock is in and out, no good. Keaton Nicholson down the rebound. Keaton leads the rush up the floor. Now backs it out at the wing. Gives in the corner for Paulette. Back to Nicholson. Nicholson looking in the middle. Gives it back out to Paulette. Out of Grimes. Lane top the key. Feeds the left side for Nicholson. In the corner, Paulette for three more. Yes, sir. Levi Paulette hits another three out of the corner. And that one brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And that is now 11 points for Levi Paulette off the Thayer Bobcat bench. Winona with the ball out near midcourt. Tipton handles it there. Thayer up by 33. Winona working to the left side. Back out top to Tipton. He'll fire a three. That one's off the rim. No good. Lane Grimes got the rebound. Got rid of the ball out to Ryan Parker. Parker over to Levi Paulette. Levi to the baseline. Going to the bucket. His shot is going to be blocked and goes out of bounds. Thayer will inbound with a minute 23 to go in the game. Substitutions for Winona. Try and catch all the numbers here. Number 24, Tanner Coleman checks in. Who else is out there? Number 4 checking in. That is Lucas Cook. Seeing who else. Number 11 checking in for Winona. I'm not sure who that is. Have to check here in the book. Number 11. Not listed there either. Thayer on the inbound. Got the ball to Lane Grimes. His shot is blocked by number 2, Dixon. But Lane Grimes will be fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line. Lane with 3 points on the line. Had a tough night playing with foul trouble all night long. Lane will go to the free throw line with 39 seconds to play. First free throw is a little bit short off the front of the rim. Lane will shoot another one here with 32 seconds. Clock is running. We're under the turbo clock. Second free throw is up. This one is no good. Rebound taken by Ryan Parker. Kicked it out to Nicholson for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. And the rebound to Winona's Trent Young with 15 seconds to go. Thayer Bobcats going to advance to the championship game of the 50th annual Liberty Invitational Tournament. Here's the ball thrown out of bounds by Winona. And that should do it right there. Bobcats probably won't even inbound it as the clock is down under 5 seconds. And that's the ball game, folks. 65-32. The Thayer Bobcats defeat the Winona Wildcats here in the semifinals of the Liberty Invitational Tournament.